Welcome to the Slow Living Podcast. If you are ready to ditch hustle culture for good while continuing to meet your personal and professional goals, you are in the right place. I'm your host, Stephanie O'Day, and I work with overachievers from all over the world who are ready to stop living life in triage mode and start living the life of their dreams, one filled with abundance, joy, and a sense of purpose. Life is meant to be enjoyed, not endured. Let's get started. Hello, hello, Slow Down Society. Welcome back to episode 230 of the Slow Living Podcast. This is the second part of session 3 with Shelley. And I love these life coaching sessions. I did it with Melissa. And before Melissa, I did it with Kelsey. So you can scroll back. And over this past summer, so the summer of 2025, I put feelers out if anyone wanted to do live coaching on the podcast. And so Kelsey, Melissa, and Shelley wrote back right away. And so we did a bunch of recording over the summer. And I'm so happy that I get to share those sessions with you now. So take a listen. Write to me. Let me know your thoughts. Pass along any words of wisdom or praise or cheering Shelley along, and I will pass them along to her. But here we go. Okay. You wrote that you have a fear of developing cancer.
I do, because, you know, once you've had it, it doesn't paralyze me. I don't think about it all the time, but I just want to get that mammogram done.
Okay. So when this new insurance comes in place, will you be able to continue with the doctors you've had before?
So
all your records, Kaiser, will stay the same.
Okay. Yeah, it's Kaiser. So, but I am changing my primary, sure, that I haven't seen in 15 years anyway. So
that's fine.
So it's not,
it's pretty easy with Kaiser to change doctors.
Yeah. So okay. Yeah. So it'll just go right back into the, it, you know, all my records are still there. And
are you able? Okay, I didn't realize that it was Kaiser because I am familiar with Kaiser. As of right now, are you able to log in and see your past test results and those type of things?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I believe once the insurance is in place, I believe if you message your doctor in writing and ask for the vitamin D, they will do it. And if they don't, then you can write back in the portal. Just to understand, I'm requesting vitamin D and you are denying me. And it's a game.
Like, is this coming out of your pocket? It's like, why are you so adverse to, you know, I just think it's so important to get baselines on everything.
Yeah.
So that you can monitor your own health. I mean, that's just such a big thing.
Yeah. I think my hope is with a new primary who's maybe a little younger and more with it, you'll be able to do that.
You know, and I'm going to definitely, you know, you live and learn. I know what I'm looking for in a doctor. I want somebody with a more holistic approach. I don't want to have a pill for everything. I want somebody that's going to say, you need to change your diet, this and this, and this will help you. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to take a billion medications. I'm not going to be my dad. I'm not taking a billion medications. It's just, I just find it so that Western medicine, they just want to throw a pill at everything.
Yeah. So last time we spoke, you were worried about your weight. You were worried about a few different things. Are there different, like if you were to describe a healthy person, are you doing those habits right now, or is it something you need to work towards?
No, I definitely need to work. Like I said, like getting back into walking. I mean, the weight's going to be a problem just because I feel like it's all related to menopause. Mm-hmm. You know, like I said, I was a skinny person my whole life.
So what habits would a healthy Shelley do?
Just moving more.
Yeah. So you had said that right now your baseline's right around 6,000 steps.
Probably. Yeah. When I'm going back and forth, and now that they've spread our shops out, now I'm telling my boss that I need a golf cart. They're killing me. All this walking back and forth up and down the airport tarmacs. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I mean, that's always been the norm because I also, like I said, my office is upstairs, our shops are downstairs, so I'm up and down, up and down, up and down. But I just, I would like to walk more and walk more outside.
Is it possible to just forego the golf cart and just walk it?
I do. I
Yeah.
wish I could get a golf cart. That ain't happening.
Okay.
My some of my bosses are very fit.
Okay, but what might be fun is to bargain with them and say, "Would you get me a golf cart?" and see what they say and say, "Okay, I'm gonna walk it. Can I have that as a bonus?"
Yeah, I know.
Or let's split the difference.
That's
Yeah.
what I know. It's a network. I'm putting we're just like we're putting an intercom in so I can actually talk to my shop guys down at the other end of the building. It's like a big long thing of hangars before you get to the runway at the airport. So it's like I'm walking from one end to the other, and they have to, and then plus they have to walk down to me. So they're just like, I said, don't, I'm putting in an intercom. Because sometimes you have to do that 10 times a day because you have just little stupid questions.
Yeah.
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 But yeah, so just moving more, and I could eat healthier, less carbs. I mean, that's just something that's just laziness.
So the idea of a diet that you go on and off of, I think we all know doesn't work. So that's why I like that acronym for diet of do I eat this? So what would When you feel the best, what are you mostly eating?
Oh, salty carb bread things.
That's when you feel the best?
Oh no. Oh, I thought you just meant when I feel
Oh.
like I thought you said when I feel like I'm getting a bus and
Oh,
I need something.
okay. Got it.
No, when I feel the best. You know what? Just well-rounded food. I'm not real big. I mean, just lower carbs, definitely. Less, less bread and heaviness. And when I eat, eating earlier in the day.
Is it a possibility to decide on purpose to close the kitchen at a certain time?
Yes. Yeah, my husband already knows. I talked to him. He's fine with whatever I do, honestly. He'll go along with, the way any way I want to, move around the diet. Although he does the grocery shopping right now, and he does tend to, bring home the chips and cookies. The cookies and stuff don't be, it's not something I eat.
But
But
you
he
like
does
this,
not.
you like salt. You like salty chips?
Yeah, but
Yeah.
when he brings home the chips, yeah, I'll sit and eat a bag of flavored chips. So as long as, so that's the other thing is why I always tell him, all just do not buy, because he'll think, oh, I thought you liked barbecue. I'm like, I do. That's why I don't want you to buy them. If you buy Ruffles, I will never touch them because I cannot stand those chips.
Yeah. It is, though, thoughtful and sweet that he's thinking of you and bring it.
Always.
Yeah. That's
Yeah.
very cute.
And he does, and he knows that I prefer to have like my lunches. I like to just have meats and cheeses, and so he's always finding me fun things like that, like little
Okay.
charcuterie roll-ups and stuff like that. So he's very whatever, It's just I have not been. It's the eating and the meal has not been a conscious effort on my part. I mean, I generally will just menu plan around whatever meats he brings home, and. And then I get lazy with the sides and I'll have, some pasta or mashed potatoes or that kind of
When,
stuff.
if you keep doing what you're doing right now, how will you be when you're your dad's age?
I'd just be a plump old lady. I don't think though, I just like my I just I feel like I'm still physically healthy. I'm overweight, but I don't.
Are you okay
Yeah.
with being a plump older lady?
Yeah,
Yeah.
would I like to be super skinny? Yeah, who wouldn't? It's just, because you can buy cuter clothes. But
Yeah.
if it happens, it happens. It's not gonna, I mean, it's not a lot of times until you see photos and you're like, but I'm learning how to, pose better.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So plump is it's just an adjective. I'm going to imagine you want to continue to be active and
Yeah, as long as
walking
I
your
can
steps
walk
and
and continue to do the things, the fun things that I want to do, where I can go and have fun with my nieces and nephews that are children and still can go on the slides and stuff with them. Yeah, I mean, if I mean my what would be horrible is for me to not be able to do something, you know, like, oh, sorry, Auntie Shelley's got to sit here in the chair. No, I would never want that.
And you would like to not be prescribed a bunch of prescription medication.
Yeah, never.
Okay.
I just no. I look at my dad's quality of life, and I'm like, that's all you do is go to the doctor. That's why I'm trying to get him out to do more, and why I'm trying to step away from doing any of that stuff for him. But we'll see, because the person that's gets paid to take him to appointments is not, I don't think, is going to be the most reliable, especially when he has to go every day, and all of his appointments are an hour away. But like I said, he's going to have to figure it out. I told myself that.
Yeah. You have guilt for not taking care of your dad right now?
I somewhat, but I'm just, but I think I, over the last couple of weeks, I've just gotten, I got so angry. It was just like, come on, you know, because he was, when he gets it all in his head, like he's like, oh, I have lymphoma. I'm like, why would you think you have lymphoma? Did somebody say you have lymphoma? Well, no, but the doctor was, you know, he was touching my neck a lot. I'm like, well, that's a normal part of being examined. And now I keep, you know, and then he'll keep mentioning, oh, well, at least I don't have lymphoma. I'm like, nobody ever thought you had lymphoma. It's like, oh, so I think I just get angry because that's all we talk about. And I'm over it.
Who will, if you need care later when you're your dad's age, who will care for you?
My sister. I mean,
And she's
niece.
the nurse, and
Yeah, all of her daughters. Oh, we have tons of nurses, but yeah, her kids are like my kids. We share them growing up, so.
And you don't want to be a burden.
Oh no.
And when your dad calls you and texts you constantly, it feels like you end up resenting him.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. It's just like, ah, something else. I mean, it's like every week there's a new medical issue. It's like, how can one person so much? It's unbelievable. I would hate that. Just no way. And it's not going to happen to me. It's not. I'm not going to let it. I will keep myself healthy.
So with the processed foods and the chips and the cookies and that kind of stuff, how big of a deal would it be to decide to do like a 2 week stint to just see if you feel better
Oh yeah,
and
it's
not
easy.
having processed foods for 2 weeks?
Easy. You know, I make dinner every, you know, I generally make dinner from scratch every night. I might have the processed side if I'm being lazy, but I, yeah, it would not be a problem for me.
So much of not a problem that since I'm not going to talk to you next week because I'm on vacation,
Yeah. So, I
that
mean, it
we could
just,
actually plop it in your homework.
let's do it. It's just, you know, the what I look at is just, it's the, you know, people like prepared foods because it's fast. So, you know, so it's just like more salads, which I hate making salads. I love a good salad. Hate making them.
Well, okay. So let's think about that. Would a salad kit like from Trader Joe's, where everything's in there, I don't consider that processed, even though I mean it's
We do
packaged.
do a lot of the, yeah, we'll do the bag salads. But like last
Would you
week,
do that?
oh
Like
yeah.
the yeah, those kale cranberry ones are pretty delish.
Yes, I like, there's like a sunflower or sunflower seed crunch. Yeah, it was just like last week that I made this huge, beautiful salad it was just so good. And we had it for like 3 days. It was like a chef's salad and took me forever to make. And I was like, ugh. And it was so good.
Yeah. Do you have Netflix? Have you looked into any of their health documentaries, like the Blue Zones or anything like that?
No.
Okay.
Is it going to freak me out?
So no. So it's interesting. There's a little bit of controversy about the Blue Zones, and it's the idea that these are parts of the globe where people live the longest.
Okay.
And the reason they're called blue is because the first researcher used a blue pen to mark them out. Like, that's as silly as it is. And then there's a little bit of controversy that maybe they're not really 100 or 103 because their remote villages where birth
Well,
records
then
were
if they're,
not kept correctly, but still, maybe they're only 96,
I was just going to
whatever.
say that. What if they're only 96? That's still
Yeah,
pretty.
but it's remarkable. And so the idea is very minimally processed foods, like lots of
Yeah.
beans, lentils, that kind of stuff. I won't put it on your homework. I'll just write it out
Just
in
give me
case
some
you're interested.
recommendations.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
interested.
So yeah, so if you just on Netflix look for Blue Zones, I think it's called like Live to 100 and that kind of stuff. I personally find the hosts a little patronizing and I am similar to you, and then I hate being told what to do. but if you put it on in the background while you're doing one of your favorite hobbies, it might be interesting. And I think it's like four or five parts.
Coaching with Steph has taught me to see the boundary between what is my responsibility and what belongs to others, and to see that the things in my control are my responses and my decisions. I am not in control of others, their perceptions, and what they think or feel. These lessons have proven to have lightened my mental load, and I love that I can continue to practice these lessons as I move through life. Steph's voice is one in my head that I don't feel the need to evict. Give Steph a chance. You'll appreciate your time with her.
Interesting. Yeah, we my family has that. We my mom, we're trying to change her diet. She has to go completely sugar free, and it's killing her. And my sister follows a carnivore diet, and she has struggled with high blood pressure and other things, and this diet has just been a miracle.
Good. I'm
And
glad. Well,
yeah.
so that's what's interesting. That's why I like just that concept of slow living, of simply look only within. I truly believe we're all different,
Yeah.
and collecting your own data and seeing how you feel and then doing what works for you. What doesn't work is trying something for a few weeks and then trying something else and trying to like
Yeah.
action, always
I have
switch
to
up
do
the action.
something that's going to work in my lifestyle. Like,
Yeah.
I like when my sister changed to this diet, for different reasons, for blood pressure, for cholesterol, and then she started studying a lot of these things. And she's given me a lot of books to read on cholesterol, which is why I just, I don't like when the doctors are telling you that you have to have all this cholesterol medication. But and then she just told her husband, she's like, I'm not cooking dinner anymore. I'm not going to eat it, so I'm not going to cook it. But you feel welcome to, and it works. They have their bigger meal, in midday, and she snacks on pork belly. But
Okay. I'm glad it's working for her. I'm glad she
that
feels
works for
better.
her. So yeah, so we it's yeah, so and so when I'm out and about with them, it's always fun at a restaurant. We're all like ordering.
Okay.
He's like, but none of this and not that.
Yeah. Well, we're gluten-free in our family because my middle daughter has celiac, but I mean, yeah, it's much easier if you're sticking to meat and in our case, vegetables.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like for instancing, because I know you're San Diego area, I'm gonna imagine that you have Trader Joe's and that kind of
Yes,
stuff.
we
Yeah.
actually we got one real close to me just recently. It was very exciting. People were like lined up for hours
Yeah.
opening day.
Yeah. I so while they do have their own version of barbecue chips and that kind of stuff, my mother-in-law always jokes like, but it's organic.
Yeah.
So anyway, but I mean, we are in such I mean, talk about crockpot. I haven't crockpotted in quite a while because of when it's summer, but just getting their bagged salads and then whatever protein of choice we put on top. And I could literally eat that every day forever.
I do like that. And then I always like when my husband today is going to Costco. So he knows whenever he goes to Costco, he has to bring me a chicken because then I
Yes.
break it all apart, get all the skin and stuff for the dogs. But then I just, so then I always have packs of rotisserie chicken ready to go so that I
Nice.
can just make a salad and throw that on top, which is really good. But I do like doing that.
Yeah. You're on the right path. Do you feel that way?
I
Do you
feel
feel
like I'm.
hesitant?
I feel honestly, a lot of it is saying things out loud, and then I think, God, that is not working for me. And I just don't realize it because it's all in my head for the most part. And until we're talking and I'm saying it out loud, I'm like, why am I doing that? Why haven't I done this?
Do you think you're somehow in some way waiting for permission to make
Maybe.
the decisions? Yeah, 'cause you're the grown
Maybe.
up. That's what's kind of fun about being a grown up.
I know. I can make my own decisions, but I don't. You know, I just, like you said, I just have so much that I want to do, and I just need to break it down into smaller chunks. I mean, I have huge to-do lists every day. Huge.
Is that part of just who you are and your process, and there's not necessarily anything wrong with it? It's
I know I
just
love making lists. There's nothing better than them off the list.
okay.
The best feeling.
So
If I can.
you get a dopamine rush by crossing it off.
Absolutely. And me and my husband, sometimes we compare lists.
Okay.
And I'll be like, I checked off five things.
Yeah. Well, what's interesting though is you want to do all of these things so then you don't have to, and you can quote unquote relax and have
Yes.
peace.
If I could, yes. So, I mean, my whole decluttering is if I could get to a point where I can find things when I need it. Like all of this back here, there's a lot of stuff in this craft room, but I had to spend that. This was one of the last decluttering and purging. I got rid of probably 60 pounds of craft paper. I had so much. I worked on a lot of design teams for manufacturers, so I had a lot of free product, and I always felt like I couldn't get rid of it because it was gifted to me. And I had to get over that because, I mean, I was just coming out at the seams. I donated it to, you know, Girl Scout troops and whatnot. So I finally got to a point, and I wasn't able to scrapbook because I didn't know where anything was. And it was too, and I had too much choices. So I got rid of so, oh my God, boxes and boxes and boxes of craft supplies. Got rid of all my stained glass stuff. I know I'm never going to do that again. Because when I start a hobby, I'm all in. I get everything. So, but then I realize, I mean, the classes were fun. Will I ever do that again? No, it's not my
Yeah,
medium.
not
So
your
I sold
medium.
it to somebody that was a stained glass person that was thrilled to get all the stuff at a good price because she was like, really? And I'm like, I just need it gone. I need to get this. So now I can come in here and very easily sit down and work on my
Yeah.
scrapbooking. So I need to get the rest, and I still could do more purging in here. I'm telling you,
Yeah.
I don't, the craft supplies, like
Yeah.
they multiply overnight. But and I need to get the rest of the house. Like you know, I don't want to climb over stuff to get paper towels.
No.
I want those in my hall closet in a tidy area, you know.
Do you think you have ADHD?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't think there's anything wrong with your process or who you are, but some of the things you're describing could be markers of someone who has ADHD.
Maybe. But if I have, I mean, I've made it this long.
Yeah, you have. Yeah.
But probably, yeah, I do. I
Well,
know because I have way too many interests.
so you don't have too many interests, but what you have are a lot of hobbies and a lot of things, and then you'll say you want help with some things, but then sometimes if I suggest solutions or ask you to come up with solutions, you cut me off and say it's fine. So just tell me what I should do here, Shelley.
I don't know. I just never even thought about that. But that would be funny. That would make sense of why I can't get things finished.
Well, it's deciding if you want them to get finished or if what's fun is this process that you're of doing all the things all the time.
I like to do all the things, but I really, right now, my brain is just too full of clutter. So I just really, I decluttering is such a major thing for me right now. Like I said, I want to be able to find paper towels when I need them. I don't want to have to climb around stuff. So, yeah, I need to
Yeah.
buckle down and finish.
Do you miss deadlines when you make them?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I could give you homework and give you a deadline, but it doesn't mean you might. I mean,
I mean,
okay.
I might,
You might.
I might make every effort, but it does that stress me out? Absolutely. Do I beat myself up over it? Yeah.
Would it feel like a relief to not have that stress and anxiety because you just know you won't miss
No, if
it.
I don't, because no, because I feel like I don't think so. Because I feel like if I don't have a deadline, then I won't do anything.
Do you thrive under stress and pressure? Like, are you good in triage mode when things are really busy at work, you perform? Do
Yeah,
you get a rush?
absolutely. I wouldn't say I get a rush, but it's easier for me to hyper focus when there's lots going on, and I can get it done.
So, but what's interesting is just using that term hyperfocus is an ADHD term.
I just, when things are stressful, I can feed in on what's important. So, but I need deadlines. I don't think I could. Oh my God, I think I would just flounder. I mean, even just deadlines that I give myself, if I don't, and that's probably why I haven't, finish cleaning out my closet or the whole closet because I haven't actually given myself a deadline. But now that I
Oh,
know that I want to
you
get
have a deadline. You have
Yeah,
a deadline of the next time we talk.
I know. And I think maybe, but I mean, this stuff has been needing to be done for years.
No, I'm happy to hold you accountable.
Yeah.
Although honestly, well, if we're in the same state, but I'm pretty far away, so it's not like I mean, if you tell me you did it, I will believe you. So.
I should take it. I should do a. I'll do a before and after. As a, like just of like at the hall
What,
closet.
okay. So are you on Facebook?
Yeah.
Okay. Would it make you feel good to post a before and after and get all the likes and comments and way to go, Shelley's?
I
Yes, it would. It would make you
don't
feel
know.
good.
That would be.
You would like
I'd
that.
be almost like, oh my God, do I want anybody to see the before? That'd be a lot.
Okay.
But I have pared down
I
my
would like to see the before and after. We'll
it
throw it in the show
would.
notes when this comes out.
All right, it would be crazy. All right, I can do that.
Okay.
That'd be funny.
Okay. Do you want to research symptoms of ADHD in menopausal women?
Yeah. Well, I know the menopause has did a lot from to my brain. A lot.
So
Amazing.
often what happens with the hormone shifts is syndromes that you've successfully masked in the past, you just can't mask as well anymore. And so that's why many women end up realizing, oh, wait, maybe I have ADHD. Maybe I actually have autism. Maybe I have this. Maybe I have that.
Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
But
the
it's a rabbit hole. So I'm throwing it out. I'm not putting that in your homework. You get to
Yeah.
decide if you want to learn
Yeah, I'm
more
not
about
ready to
that or not. That's
go there
fine.
yet.
That's
Because
fine. That's
yeah, that
fine.
would be, could you imagine that would be a rabbit hole for me?
Well, it'd be interesting at to just ask one of your sisters, hey, do you think I have ADHD?
Yeah. Well, I know my older brother did. So, but he, and then I dated somebody that had it so severely, and when they, and then when they wouldn't take their meds, I literally, I could not be around them. Like, you're making my heart rate go up.
Okay. So I will tell you though, knowing doesn't mean that you need medication.
Yeah.
Knowing just means that perhaps there's different tools or strategies to meet your deadlines in a different way. And it's just understanding how your brain works.
Yeah.
I have
Well,
markers of ADHD and I do not take meds for them.
it
And I thought I was masking really well. And then once I was vulnerable at work and I was actually talking to my boss and I said, so it looks like I have ADHD. She just kind of nods and she's quiet and she goes, yeah, that tracks. And I'm like, oh,
Oh, God.
oops.
Well, I
And
kind of feel
it,
like I threw a lot out here this today.
yeah, which is okay. But also, do you feel like nothing was accomplished and that makes you feel bad?
No, I feel like I'm making a conscious decision to get things accomplished, so.
Okay. Before we log off for today, is there anything we didn't touch upon or anything you want to make sure we talk about?
I'm looking at my,
Yeah.
what we did on the phone. Oh, I did. I am starting to name my days of the week. And I did decide
Okay.
Mondays are going to be no cook Mondays.
Okay, so what do you eat then? Leftovers?
Leftovers or, yeah, something, or pick something up, because Monday is when the house cleaner comes. And I like to have at least 24 hours of just pristine.
Yes.
And then Tuesdays are movie night. We've been actually really sticking to that because we have the discount movies. No, I think everything else. Oh, and I didn't do the journaling prompt.
Yeah, so you said, what is the journaling prompt that I
You
asked you
said
to
at
do?
the end of the thing, it says Shelley in her 70s and early 80s
Oh,
is.
yeah, okay. So, well, we talked about that a little
We
bit
did a little bit, but I
today
do like.
with the health marker. I guess I would like you to just sort of suspend disbelief and imagine what she does. What is her life like? Who is she surrounded by? What are her activities?
Yeah.
What does she look like?
I'm
Do
still
you
gonna
have
have red
gray
hair.
hair? Do you have red hair? What do
No
you
gray hair.
gray
This is too
hair?
much gray for me right now.
Okay.
Oh,
Yeah. So it I mean,
I'll dye my
who
hair.
knows?
I'll
Who
dye my
knows?
hair until the day I die.
See,
And my
that's
sister
okay.
already knows that my hair better be very bright red. I don't care if
Wait, are you
I'm.
t wait, your sister knows this. You mean in the casket you want red
Oh
hair? Is that
yeah,
what
I
you're
mean,
talking
casket,
about?
if I'm unconscious, she better not let my hair go.
Got it. Got it.
I love my vibrant red
I like your hair too.
hair. Right,
I
so
really do.
it's very important to me.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't have any problem talking about my end of life. I tell them all what I want. My sister, they know. So
Yeah. You're living a good life, Shelley.
I am happy for the most part. I really am. And when I fill out these worksheets and stuff, it reminds me of that. Just little things.
You're getting choked up, but you've done a lot, you've gone through a lot, and you have a lot to show for it. And somehow what's coming across is somehow you don't feel like you deserve this good life in some way, or like you're doing something wrong, or you're about to get in trouble for enjoying it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know where that's coming from. I do cry at the drop of the hat.
Well, and Hallmark movies are really good at that too. They have the formula down pat.
Yes.
You're living a good life. Okay. I'm gonna
All
give you
right, girl.
hugs. I'm gonna stop recording.
All right.
All right. Okay. That was a really fun episode to re-listen to. And gosh, I just adore Shelley, and I'm so thankful that she shares so openly and with such just vulnerable authenticity. And the fact is, we really are real people humaning around trying to do the best we can. We started this episode where she talks about her cancer journey. And I know there's an awful lot of you who are listening who have your own cancer stories. And some people put off going to the doctor because they're worried about the diagnosis or the potential diagnosis. And please know if that's you, you're not alone. Many people have a lot of medical anxiety about that. And you need to do what's right for you. And so in this situation, Shelley wanted help. So because of that, I gave her some deadlines and some to-dos. And you can do this for yourself too, regardless of whether or not you're working with a therapist or a coach or a trusted friend. You can step into that role and create deadlines for yourself in that way. We talked about ADHD. We talked about, well, we talked about a lot of things in this episode, but there's some past podcast editions that I did that might be helpful for you. So episode 121 was called Anxiety, ADHD, and More. Episode 125 is We All Have Something. Like no one is a cookie cutter Stepford person. We are not AI. We are not robots. We are humans, and we all have different life challenges and differences that happened in our past. Regardless of if you're following a nature or nurture model or a bit of all of the above. Episode 131, Women's Health, paying attention to that. Shelley was talking about when she had a gallstone attack. She was dismissed by her doctors because she was overweight. And that happens. Being female sometimes means you're already at a disadvantage. Many pharmaceuticals aren't even tested on women until they're many, many, many years on the market, because men's bodies are more stable and women's bodies have lots of hormone fluctuations. So, paying attention to that, getting to know your own body and your own markers of health. Episode 150, navigating either a quarter life or a midlife crisis. Many people turn to slow living during upheaval and feeling burnt out and overwhelmed. And if that's you are most deaf, not alone. And then the last one to pay attention to, we were talking about decluttering, and that is 156, the self-cleaning house. And in that, I walk you through the process that Shelley is going through in her master closet, which is the PROM method of purge, remove, organize, and maintain. Okay, pretty people, I think you're amazing and wonderful and lovely and kind. I'll be back in your earbuds next week. If you are ready to start living slowly and ditch the hustle mindset for good, reach out to me. I'm a real person and you can track me down online at stephanieoday.com. Also, if you found value in this podcast, please share it with your family and friends and tag me on Instagram at Stephanie O'Day. While you're at it, go ahead and leave a positive review on your favorite podcast app. The more we share, like, the more people we can reach and share the slow down lifestyle and messaging. Thank you, Slow Down Society, and have a great day.